Signs, why the demon theory makes way more sense than aliens. Here's this wild take on M. Night Shyamalan's 2002 movie Signs. On the surface, it's sold as a sci-fi thriller about an alien invasion hitting a quiet farm family. But if you look closer, the whole thing screams demonic forces way more than little green men from space. The plot follows Graham Hess, a priest who lost his faith after his wife died, as crop circles appear, which leads to creepy encounters with tall, shadowy creatures. It's officially aliens, but fans have put together this demon theory since the movie dropped, and honestly, it fixes so many plot holes while cranking up the spiritual vibes. Shyamalan hasn't confirmed it, but with all the religious layers he loves throwing in, it seems legit. Let's discuss why demons work better than aliens, leaning hard into that theory. First of all, their weakness to water tells you they're not advanced space travelers. Why would aliens intelligent enough to zip across the galaxy invade a planet that's 70% water if it melts like acid? That doesn't track for extraterrestrials, but swap in demons and boom, because water kills them. Why is one seen outside in the rain in one scene but not melting? It all makes sense. Bo's half-full glasses are the ultimate weapon in the movie. Bo's got this angelic aura, her name means to live in Norse, and her birth gets called miraculous. Fans pointed out that in a priest's home, that water could be holy water, repelling evil spirits like in exorcisms. Think about biblical symbols here, like Noah's flood drowned out sin, or baptism washed away the bad stuff. In Signs, it turns regular water into a divine tool, which shouts spiritual warfare over sci-fi logic. In addition to that, these beings don't have any weapons or tech, they're naked, fumbling at doors like they can't figure out a knob, and they spray poison gas right at them. For aliens who've mastered invisible spaceships, that's laughably dumb. But for demons? Perfect. In folklore and religious tales, demons don't need lasers or gadgets. They feed on fear, sneaking around, making noises to build dread. There are no real ships in the sky, just lights in the sky that could be illusions or hellish signs. They have to ask for invites or can't cross faith barriers, so they lurk outside windows instead of blasting in. They're camouflaged and shadowy, which matches how demons live in the unseen realm, not as clunky invaders. The crop circles? Forget alien landing pads, those look like demonic sigils, especially pitchfork shapes tied to the devil. Why leave puzzles in fields when you're high-tech? It's all about sowing chaos and fear, like drawing pentagrams to summon terror. It's a classic demon playbook that ramps up tension before the big reveal, and check out their cloven hooves, they're straight out of Bible descriptions and medieval devil art. Tall, eerie, blending into the dark, they look more like fallen angels than ETs. When Graham hits rock bottom in his faith crisis, blaming God for his wife's random death, the invasion starts. It's kind of like a personal test, demons dragging him deeper into doubt or forcing him to make a comeback. At the end, Graham gets to reclaim his priesthood, which feels like winning a spiritual battle. There are a lot of biblical nods here. Their gas attacks mess with breathing, flipping Genesis' breath of life. Graham's line about not being ready echoes facing judgment. People hide in old buildings in the Holy Land or three small cities in the Middle East, hinting at holy places like the Trinity or Jerusalem. The primitive method beats them worldwide. Sounds like prayer or holy water spreading from religious hubs, not some tech hack. And the family's weaknesses flip to strengths? That's just divine providence. Bo's water quirk, Morgan's asthma blocking the gas, Merrill's baseball flop leading to his bat swing, and wife's dying words, swing away, all line up perfectly. There are no coincidences, just God's plan against evil. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, God's power shining in weakness. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 27, using the weak to smash the strong. Signs is all about biblical signs and wonders, like in Exodus with plagues or Acts 2 verse 19 pointing to God's moves. Graham's story is like Job. He loses everything, questions God, then gets back on track. The way he says there are two kinds of people, those who see miracles and those who don't, echoes Matthew 12 verses 38 to 39, saying people want signs but don't get them. As with Egypt's plagues and tribulations in Revelation 6 to 19, this invasion feels like apocalypse. Those prophetic last words, tell Merrill to swing away and see, were like biblical prophecies unfolding later, like Jesus on the cross in John 19. As per 1 Corinthians 1 verse 18, no crucifixes in the home symbolize lost faith, but being in trials echoes Psalm 46 verse 10. In general, rewatching Signs through the demon lens makes it a killer faith story. Plot holes vanish, themes deepen, and it fits Shyamalan's religious twists.